I just want to, first of all, thank God for this ministry in general, and specifically for Jeff and Cynthia, Ryan and Alexis. What a blessing, you know, it is to be a part of this ministry. And I was just blessed that, you know, they asked me, you know, and I just know that God is in control of everything. So I just yield to that. Also, I want to thank my beautiful wife over there. That's Betty. And been a part of my life for over 50 years, almost 50 years of marriage. And she does get sweeter as the days go by, all right? And she knows that. Sometimes I have to remind her, but she knows that. And, you know, here's my part of my family, right over here behind you here. I have my two daughters, Cherie, is that your name, dear? Okay. And Tiffany, okay. Tiffany's husband, that's Marcus. And then my oldest granddaughter is over here, that's Ashley. And then Ariana, right? And believe it or not, this is my great-granddaughter, right? And when she stands up, if you short people don't feel intimidated, she's 9 years old. And so I'm just so blessed that they came to support me today, and they always have. So I just love our family. We're a close-knit family, and we just hang out, and I just love that happens. Also, I want to thank Rob and Pam for inviting us over here. I applaud you. I thank you, and it's been good. Also, I want to thank all of my new Christian family, and you guys just raise your hand. Christian family, my new Christian family, raise your hand. Josh, don't be playing around. Our new Christian family over here, and I thank God how they've, you know, just accepted us, and just, we're just family, right? We just came in, and it's good. It's good to come into an environment where you feel welcome. Right? And you feel the love that they were talking about, okay? So first and foremost, actually, I'm going to do it last, but first and foremost of all, I want to thank God. Amen. Now, he saved me, amen. Right? He delivered me, amen. Right? And here I stand, saved and delivered, right? I'm thinking about 36 years, and I cannot forget the folks that we got saved at the same time, and we're in the same new members class, and we're still together as friends, and they're just family. Yeah. Right, Gray? Yeah. Right, Terry? We're just family, right? And so, you know, it's awesome to have people that come into your life, and they're just a blessing. And they were talking about love on there, and I feel loved, okay? I feel loved, right? And no better feeling than that. Okay, before I get started, I'm trying to see the clock so I can be timely. Huh?
It's all you.
Oh, it's all me, okay. Don't start now. Remember, you guys gave me the podium with some stuff, so I put all my, y'all better be careful about that, okay? All right, somebody said I was long-winded, but that's okay.
All for it, Breezy.
I want to give you just a brief history of the life of Jonas Luke Jr., okay, just brief. Got saved at the tender age of 33.
Amen.
Okay, and that what an experience that was. That the reason I bring that up is because I got saved and I was so free in Christ, it was crazy, right? Something told me. I know it was the Holy Spirit said, just keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. That's it. And so for 6 months, I was in like a Pentecostal church, which is fine, but I didn't know that. All right, so I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus, and it was just a glorious time. And somewhere along the way, we talk about 1981, 36 years. So, you know, somewhere along the way, we got, and I didn't realize, we got off track. We found ourselves in legalism. I'm serious. And I mean, it was like that freedom all of a sudden became bondage. And we were in the Bible study the other night, and Rob just said, you know what, we all, let's understand, we all come from a legalistic kind of system, right, in the church. So here we're trying to get free. I've been free now, and I'm still getting free, for about 10 years or so, when I started listening to actually Andrew Womack and a couple other the ministers that came along, you know, and I got free again. And I'm getting freer and freer in Christ Jesus. Christ don't want us to be in bondage. You got to hear what I'm saying. I didn't like that. I didn't even know I didn't like it. I was just going along with the beat. You know, you get in line and you just go along with the beat. Say, come over here, come over there. You just go along, and I mean, crazy stuff. Okay, so I won't get into that legalistic thing too much, but everybody understands what I'm talking about, okay? So anyway, 2 weeks ago, I think Ryan asked me if I would bring a message, right? So I was so blessed. He didn't realize. I just get touched by this kind of stuff that you know, God would notice something and he would believe that there's something that I have to say to his people. You know, God loves you guys and it's important, right? And anybody that gets up here and speaks to you, you got to represent. You got to represent. You can't just get up here and you know, just speak anything, you know? Now, I've studied the word for just really all of those years that I'm talking about, right? And when I'm preparing for this message, I remember I got this thought. Knowledge by itself puffs you up. You got to understand, knowledge by itself just puffs you up. Makes your head big. And if we look in the Bible, we see knowledge hooked up with wisdom, right? Understanding. You know, that's it needs to be connected to something. Amen. Would you agree? You can't. I got a lot of, you know, I had a lot of knowledge in the Word. I could quote scripture, right? But I didn't have really an understanding in a lot of ways. Because I was looking at something other than Christ after that 6 months. Amen. Right? And other things became important. So I'm free now. How many like to be free? Amen. Right? So anyway, this is a little story that Ryan was asking me last time. So when he asked me, I don't know whether before we started or after, I don't know. Oh, no, yeah, last week, Ryan's over there in Colossians chapter 2, right? So when he asked me, and I'm going to just show you how God is, and he knows, we think we know something, we don't know nothing. God knows exactly what's going to happen, what he's doing. So when he first asked me, when they asked me if I would bring a word, I said, yeah, you know, and I had been looking at Colossians chapter 2. Yeah, I'm looking at Colossians chapter 2, and here he is preaching it. All right, so, I mean, that could shake you up a little bit, right? Like, man, I'm going to come behind Ryan. I don't think so, right? Okay. No, I'm not in chapter 2 anymore, okay? But But really, when I heard him, the reason I start laughing because I actually was reading to and I was looking at that, but then for some reason I got honed in on chapter 1, right? And the verse in there, Colossians chapter 1, I think it's verse 13, it says, he has delivered us from darkness and conveyed us, into the kingdom of the Son of his love. I couldn't get away from that. So I'm just, oh man, he just delivered us from darkness. I need you to think about that for a minute. He delivered us from darkness. I remember a sermon by Joshua over here, and I told him it blessed me, because he was just talking, and he just, you know, like we do, we just talk, we just, hey, you know, the Spirit is leading us. And he would say, when I first became a Christian, I was looking in the Bible to see what I could and what I could not do. Did you not say that? Did you not say amen? Okay. And it just struck me. That's how we come to the Word of God, to start looking at what we can or cannot do. Folks, that's not what the Bible is for. You know, there's a lot of venues that tell you what you can and what you cannot do. Right? The Bible is talking about a new way of life, a new way of thinking, a new way of looking at things. Right? It's spiritual. Right? We try to get the natural all hooked up with the spiritual. Rob and I talk all the time. It's like, come on, we got to get a spiritual perspective, right? So the title of my message, and it's kind of simple, but for us who study and even us who don't study, either way, right, it's something that we got to get straight. Right? It says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Well, you know what? That's a quick verse. And we've come to realize that that's true. Right? It's a simple thing. For God so loved me, make it personal, that he gave his only begotten son. And if I believe in him, I won't go to hell. I won't go to hell. That's really bottom line, right? I won't perish, but I'll have eternal life with him. Right? And then the 17 that says, he didn't come into the world to condemn the world. Look at this. Okay, I'll wait. That's okay. Where'd all these folks come from? Praise God. Hey guys, welcome. Yeah. So he says he so loved the world. The second part we don't hear a lot in 17. It said he didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So guess what? If you're feeling condemned at any point in your Christian, it ain't from God, just simple.
Amen.
Okay. So I'm getting to my title, right? Title, because he has, that's Jesus, because he has, okay, I'm at the sink in, we have.
Amen.
How simple is that? Because he has, we have. I want that to sink in. Everything that we need, or we need, he's already completed it.
Yes.
And it's so aptly put through the cross. We keep trying to get something that we already accepted him as our personal savior. I hope so. Everybody in here all right with that? Well, he has. So because he has, we have. Oh, Jesus. Just take a minute. Why are we struggling? If he's already done everything, you know what he said? You know, he just said, believe. That's too simple. That's too simple for our minds. It makes absolutely no natural sense. Does it? He has, so we have. Okay, so we're going to look at a couple things. Let me see if I can get in my... We are in Colossians, sir. Okay, so we're going to start chapter 1. And we're going to do the New King James, okay? All right. I've kind of fell in love with the Amplified, but I'm not going to do that to you guys. Okay? All right. Still trying to take me to 2. So a standard greeting for Paul. He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ. Listen, you got to understand, in Him, that's how we can have what he has done. The only way is in Christ. We keep trying to do it in something else. In my church attendance. In my tithes and offering. In everything but Christ. Ooh. It says to the saints and faithful brothers. Here we go. In Christ. Who are at Colossae. Okay, so today we'll say who are at the gathering. I heard the amens from all those folks like the Ryan and Jeff. They talk about amen, yeah. This is where we are. He says, grace and peace be from our God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm trying to be timely, so I'm going to go through this and then we're going to be done. It says, we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. You know, I heard when this we were talking about Vegas and the president, different others was saying, you know, pray, pray, pray. And then others were saying that's not enough. I'm serious. That's not enough. We got to do something. You see, he has, we have. So if they're going to be able to get through this tragic time, the people, they're going to have to know something about Christ, that he's with us all the way, always, and, you know, I'm serious. So keep praying, as Ryan did. We're going to pray for those. I can't imagine what that's like. Everybody in here, I'm sure, done lost some close family member, you know, and it was just like unbearable, seemed like it. But for us who are in Christ, we were able to go through that, right? So keep praying. Now he says here, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, again, there we go, in, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Okay, I'm telling you some good news today. That's what the gospel is. You know, I'm not coming, you know, if I'm witnessing, I'm not telling you going to hell. You already know you're going to hell. If you ain't saved. I already knew, right? I had a little philosophy, Curtis Mayfield say, if there's a hell below, we all gonna go. It was the lyrics in that song, and I was right there talking about, yeah, buddy, I'm going out there and go party with my friends. I ain't going to hell. I didn't know about it then, but now I know. Oh, God. So we got to know the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in all the world. See, God, it didn't just come to us. It ain't just coming to us in this church or this gathering. This gospel is to all the world. And that gospel, seasoned and filled with love, can draw people. Just like they were talking about perspective, right? That's what the knowledge should do if you ain't careful. Even as a Christian, I come talking about, yeah, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to hell. Amen, brother. That ain't good news. They need to know Jesus loves them and that he died on the cross so that they don't have to go to hell. You don't have to bitch at hell. Let's ask them if they're tired of their life for a minute. All right. Where was I at? Which has come to you as it also in the world and is bringing forth fruit. See, if you preach the gospel, it's going to bring forth fruit. Amen. Amen? Amen? All right. As you also learn from, somebody say that name.
Jesus.
No, the name right here. Okay. Say it again. Okay. I'm glad y'all agree. It ain't nothing many of us can say that right, okay? So it says, our dear fellow servant who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. Now, this church at Colossae was a church that Paul didn't plant. Okay, so he's writing a letter to encourage this church that he didn't plant. He planted a bunch of them, but not this one. Okay, so this guy that we just said his name, our dear servant who is a faithful minister on your behalf, who also declare to us your love in the spirit. See, that ain't that kind of, I don't love you no more love. Right? It cracks me out when people are married, they say, well, I fell out of love. What kind of love is that? Really? Do you hear it all the time? Well, I fell out of love. You know, now I love him or her. What kind of love? I don't want that. How many want that kind of love where you just go turn around? I'm so glad for all my years with my wife. You know, you transition from seeing the flaws, you can, okay, this is possible, until you start seeing all the good stuff, right? And she's full of that good stuff. All right, I'm getting some brownie points for tonight. Okay. Oh. Okay. Excuse me. I love this word, and I believe that we can be free as we present it. And you know, there's a scripture that says, it says this. It says, out of the fullness of a man's heart, he speaks. What's in your heart? So we speak out of that fullness, not just, you know, trying to figure stuff out. It says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of him in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Look at that knowledge again. Is connected to spiritual what? Wisdom and understanding. Amen. He's saying all you're getting, get some understanding. Right. You know, I ain't going to talk about some of my young people today. But, you know, but they be talking. They got some knowledge. And some of us too. We don't have no understanding, right? So connect your knowledge with some understanding, especially spiritual understanding and wisdom, okay? It says that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him. You know how you please God? Anybody know? Raise your hand. Come on, I'm going to get y'all. How you please God?
Love his son.
Love his son. Anybody else? Faith. You please God, just believe what he said. That's a God is pleased. I was talking to Jeff a few Sundays ago, and we were just talking about how you know, when God is giving you something and you're receiving it, God is happy that you just received it. Just receive it. Stop fighting it like, what did I do to deserve this? I'm going to tell you right now, in case you don't know, nada. You didn't do anything to deserve God's love. That's why it's so awesome. Okay, I'm good. All right. It says that you may walk worthy of God, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, right? We want to be fruitful in our good work. Right? Now, if you could get real quick, Psalm 16:2. And I'm going to have to read that off of there. Now, look at Psalm 16:2. It says, "Oh, my soul, you have said to me, you are my Lord. It says, my goodness is nothing apart from you." Amen. So don't be taking no credit for your goodness. My goodness is nothing apart from God. Which goodness you want working? One is selfish and one is selfless. There's no goodness. Another version says besides God. There's nothing to compare to his goodness. But guess what? Because he has, I have. Amen? All right. So it says here, this is a really key scripture. It says, "In every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy." Wait a minute. Hold up. That don't make no natural sense. I'm going to just start putting it that way. Right? For all patience and long suffering with joy. Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Right? So my knee is better because I got some help. I got some prayer. I got some other stuff. And like I can walk around. And, it still hurt a little bit, but it's okay. Right? It's okay. Right? I can get through that suffering with joy. Because for the joy that's set before me, when I'll be able to shoot that basket. I ain't doing that. Okay, that's for you. I'm retired, okay? But if I wanted to, I think God would give me the strength to do that. How many believe that? Amen. Yeah, there we go. There we go. We got some amens. Okay.
We'll pray for you afterwards.
Thank you. No, I've been prayed for and it's working. After the game, no, just bring me some water, a chair to sit down. Right? Little food. Okay. It says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified, listen, very important. He's qualified us to be partakers. Oh, man. Listen, he's qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. See, the Bible just put those little things like over there and we just skip over them. We are people of light. Amen. I am in the light. Amen. Are you in the light?
Amen.
Okay, he has. So we have. Amen. We are those people. Glory to God. Now, this is I'm going to finish here, then I'm going to share some things I got out of maybe the whole chapter. But he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. See, we just moved from darkness, right? You ever been in the dark and you couldn't see nothing? And you just feeling around, it's a strange place, right? Now, you got to figure out either where the light is or where the dough is. Right? There's no more darkness. I'm in the light. Amen. Thank God I'm in the light. Oh, there's a little sideline with the darkness. Darkness is things like worry. Unbelief. Anybody else want to contribute? Grumbling. Huh? Fear. You know, confusion. We're getting hot now. All those things are dark. It says he conveyed us from that. We moved from the dark to the light. Amen. Jesus is the light. Amen. Okay, and this one is, this is for Ryan. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Let me tell you something, saints. If you don't know this already, your sins are forgiven. Amen. Stop playing around. Your sins are forgiven. So in Christ, you can walk in the light as he is in the light. Yes. Now, if you want to walk in something else, we got some other things we walk in. I ain't mad at nobody. Just the truth, right? Amen. Walk in the light. So I'm gonna conclude by sharing this with you, okay? So remember, because he has Jesus, I, Jonas, have. Put your name in there. Amen. Just say, put your name. Let's do that. Because he has, say your name. I have. Amen. Let that sink down. Ooh, Jesus, you're so good. Okay, look at. Look, I'm going to do this real quick. Who is Jesus? Right, we got to get some things straight first. Who is Jesus? In this chapter 1, you know, maybe we got part 2, 3, 4, 5, but I'm going to give it to you, okay? He is the image of the invisible God. That's who Jesus is. He is the firstborn of all creation. He is the creator of all things. He is before all things. He holds all things together. That blows me away. Amen. You know what? If he wasn't holding us together in here, you know what happened? Including this room. It was just. Right. Didn't say he holds some things together. Right. He holds all things together. Ooh, all right. Yes. Don't be exploding me over there, okay? He's holding me together, okay? He is the head of the body. Listen. He is the firstborn from the dead. It says he has preeminence, which means in everything he's first. Amen. Don't be putting nothing before him. That's how you get idols. If you put him first, guess what? There's going to be a good results. What results you want? You want to get healed? Put him first. You want a good job? Put him first. Right? You want to have a good relationship? Put him first. He is. You want to be healed? Put him first. I like it when folks say, when they go to a doctor and the doctor give them a diagnosis and they say, you're a liar. I'm waiting for that to happen. I haven't said that yet. because I don't want him giving me some medicine to go kill me, so I just... Be careful what you say, okay? But, right? But I got to go back to the scripture. It says he delivered me out of darkness. Everything that's against me, yes.
I have a second opinion, doctor. Jesus says I'm healed.
There you go. That he just gave me a way to say that. Okay, but I want to get the prescription to everything before I say that. Or you might change up, you know? Okay, in him, talking about Jesus, all the fullness of God dwells. Okay, you got to know who he is, but first, you got to get a good picture of who our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, is. That's who he's all of that. So guess what? He loves you. That God loves you. Okay. And then it says, Jesus has done through the cross. This is some things he's done through the cross. He's qualified us, right? He's delivered us or rescued us from darkness. He has redeemed us. That's a ransom paid in full from sin through his blood. See, your sins are done with. He has forgiven us of sins. He ain't holding it against us. Remember, as far as the east is from the wind? And they'll never join kind of thingy? God ain't thinking about your sins. You're a believer and you think God thinking about your sins every time you mess up? That's you. Just acknowledge, Lord, help me, Lord. Just say, help me, Lord. Because we have this. Okay. He has forgiven our sins. He has made peace with us through the cross. He has reconciled all things to himself. He has reconciled us. Okay? He has revealed mysteries. You know, we try to help folks understand. What's that term? Rob, come on, help me out now. You know what I'm talking about. He revealed, you know, the New Testament reveals the Old Testament kind of stuff. Is that good enough? Okay. So I see people, I ain't gonna say that, but I see people who read in the Old Testament trying to figure out, well, this ain't lining up. You need to get over to the New Testament. And then I said, oh, that's how I got to 16th chapter of Psalms. And I read that whole thing. I said, wow, this looked just like Colossians chapter 1. It was revealed, okay? So, okay, and lastly, what we have through Christ and him crucified. This is what you have. All right, you can take notes if you want to. It's a bunch. We have faith, firm persuasion or something, right? We have love for the saints. That's right. See, we can love people now, that real love. We can love them with the real love of God, right? We have hope, confident expectation. He was talking about that. Now, no, you know, the worldly kind of hope is like, got some doubt in it. I hope this happens. I hope. No. Confident expectation. Our hope is in him who has. Okay. We have the word of truth, the gospel. That's the truth, the gospel. The too good to be true news. Makes no natural sense. We are filled with the knowledge of him. We have wisdom and spiritual understanding. We have the ability to walk worthy of the Lord. We have that ability. We have the ability of being fruitful in every good work. Okay? We have the ability to be strengthened with all might. We have ability to be patient and long-suffering with joy. Okay, let's get back to it. Because he has. We have. Let's everybody say that. Because he has, we have. Let that resident in your mind. Read your Bible. I'm excited about this because I read my Bible. I let the Holy Spirit reveal something to me. Right? So you want to get this excitement that we're talking about? You got to read your Bible. And you got to believe what you read. You got to know that God loves you beyond your wildest imagination. Let's give the Lord a hand right now. Just give him a hand. Come on now, that what kind of hand is that? Yeah, boy, y'all need to give God a hand. Ooh. And thank you for the podium here. I only went through 2 pages, by the way. Glory to God. Woo!
Thank you, Pastor.
What?